So let's review. Zok de Mishnah. Ein moididin el bechevel shol nun amo loy pachas v'lo yoyser. When measuring the tchum, we use a measuring rope that is exactly 50 amas long. The Gemara explains that we derive the 50 amah measurement from the pasuk that describes the width of the chatzar hamishkan to be chamishim b'chamishim, which teaches us both the size of a karfaf and the size of the rope used to measure. The Brayse explains the logic of using a rope of 50 amah. Loy pachis, we do not use a shorter rope because it can be pulled too taut, artificially lengthening the measurement. V'loy yoyser, we do not use a longer rope because it will sag due to its weight, artificially shortening the measurement. Tanya, Amir Bishu ben Chananya, Ein lecha sheyafa lemedida yoyser mishal shaloy shal barzel. Actually, iron chains would be ideal for measuring, but since we find the pasuk ubeyade chevel mida that refers to measuring with a rope, we use rope. Although we also find the pasuk ubeyada ish kneha mida, which refers to measuring with a stick, that is for measuring small areas like gates, but large areas are measured with a rope. According to Ravasi, this rope is made of diklo dechad navra, a vine that grows around a palm tree. According to Rabbi Yosef, the rope is made of linen. As he cites a braisa, Tanya Rabbi Yosef, shloisha chavolim hem. There are three halachas that require ropes, but each requires a different type of rope. Shel magag lepara, reed ropes are used to tie the paradum down when it is burned. Shel nitzarim lesaita, willow ropes are used to tie the saita's clothing up so it does not fall off after it was torn at the shoulders. Shel pishton lemedida, linen rope is used for measuring the tchum. The Mishnah continues. If he was measuring and came across a valley, a stone wall, or a mountain, he should measure in a straight line across the top of them before continuing to measure normally. The Gemara is medayik from the words v'chayzer l'midasei, that if the valley or mountain is more than 50 amas wide at the point where he is measuring, in line with the city, he should move over to a point where the valley or mountain is less than 50 amas wide and measure it there, even though it is not in line with the city. He then returns to his original line of measuring. The Mishnah qualifies, however. He should not go beyond the tchum of the city. The Gemara explains, we are concerned that people will say that the tchum extends to the area where he went to measure. If the mountain cannot be measured without leaving the tchum, we measure the mountain as if it was pierced. This means that two people stand on the slope with the lower one holding a 4-amah long rope to his chest and the higher one holding the rope at a straight line to his feet. This keeps the incline out of the measurement and increases the distance. They repeat this procedure until they get to the other side of the mountain. This procedure is also used in a valley, which cannot be spanned. This is a kula, a leniency we use only for tchum drabon. We're measuring for egla rufa or arim miklat. However, we do not rely on this method and we include the incline since these are dinim d'oraisa. When it comes to a wall, the braisa says, oyim d'oy v'hoylechloy. He can estimate its width and continue, while the Mishnah said, mavliyoy v'choyz l'midasa, he has to measure it by holding the rope over it with poles if necessary. The Gemara explains, Hasam nicha tashmishta. The Mishnah speaks of a stone fence that collapsed, that traffic can pass over relatively easy, because it does not have a steep incline, which Rashi explains, as mislakat asar metechtalab, it reaches an elevation of 10 tfachim at a distance of 4 amas. Katoni mavliyoy, vimlav mekader, therefore it requires an actual measurement, either by spanning or piercing. Hachaloy nicha tashmishta. The Braisa speaks of a wall that it's not easy for traffic to pass over because it has a steeper incline. Therefore, we can rely on estimating. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. Lo yishanu ela she'in chut ha-meshkoiles yorid kenegda. The Mishnah said that to measure the incline of the valley by mavliyoy, the imlav mekader, either by spanning or piercing, only when the plumb line would not clear the incline within dalat amas of the top edge. But if the incline of the wall is so steep that a plumb line would fall less than 4 amas away from the top of the valley, we can ignore the distance of the incline and just measure to the top edge and then the floor of the valley. This is a kula because it will lengthen the overall distance. Regarding a mountain, the Gemara qualifies that which the Mishnah said that you can measure a mountain with mavlioi vimla mekader, that it's only if that's steep that it is mislaket asar mitoch dalet. It reaches an elevation of 10 tvachim at a distance of 4 amas. But if it's not as steep, and that it is only mislaket asar mitoch hei, it only reaches an elevation of 10 tvachim at a distance of 5 amas, moidedoi medida yafa. You measure it on the ground as if it were level ground. This is a chumrah because it shortens the overall distance. The second version of Rava's statement is that we only measure the mountain with a straight rope if the slope is so mild that it reaches 10 tfachim over a length of 5 amas. But if it is steeper and reaches 10 tfachim over 4 amas, oimdoi v'hoilichloi. He estimates the width and continues on his way. To better understand this daf, we will summarize from the least to most steep incline according to the first version of Rava. Mislakit asar mitoche. If it only reaches an elevation of 10 tfachim at a distance of 5 amas, according to the first version of Rava, in both a valley or a mountain, moidudai medida yafa, you measure it on the ground as if it were level terrain. Mislakit asar mitoche dalet. If it reaches an elevation of 10 tfachim at a distance of 4 amas, a bit steeper, according to the first version of Rava, in both a valley or a mountain, mavliyoi vimlav mekader. It's measured either by spanning or piercing, where it is steeper than mislakad asar mitoch dalet. But ein chud hamashkoilis yared kinegda. The plumb line needs more than dalet amas to clear. In a valley, mavliyoi vimlav mekader. In a mountain, oimdoi v'hoilichloi. If it is chud hamashkoilis yared kinegda, the incline of the wall is so steep that a plumb line would clear the incline in less than 4 amas. In a valley, mavliyoi, if possible, he spans it, because it's easier to span a valley. Otherwise, moidedoi medida yafa. He can ignore the distance of the incline and just measure the level surfaces. In a mountain, since it's difficult to span it at such a steep incline, moidedoi medida yafa, he just ignores the distance of the incline and measures the level surfaces.